Hey, welcome to the sixth episode of What's Brewing. I am Disha, your host. And yeah, for a short period of time, I was not making any episodes because I was kind of busy with things going on. But now that everything's over, I am back at it. And thank you so much for being patient and also excited at the same time for the upcoming episode. It really means a lot to me. So for this episode, I have Sarthak and Norin with me. Both of them are the founders of Mom, and it's a startup which was founded probably a year back. And since then, even though there have been many ups and downs, it's doing pretty well. And they will be talking about their journey of entrepreneurship in this podcast and how they landed up into it, because both Sarthak and Norin were having had a different career before they got into this startup. So stay tuned to know more about their journey and get some tips and tricks on how to thrive in the startup sector in India. Thanks for tuning in. Hi Sarthak, hi Norin, welcome to What's Brewing. And I'm super glad that we are finally being able to do this podcast with you, where a lot of my audience will be able to understand what entrepreneurship is about and understand the journey that you guys have taken to do this. So thank you so much for being here.
Thanks a lot, Disha, for inviting us.
Thanks a lot, Disha, for the warm welcome. Thank you so much.
Thank you for giving this platform to talk about our startup, Mom.
Our journey, yeah. Especially.
So yes, it's nice. It's so interesting.
It's also been good.
Thank you. The moment I got to know about Sarthak leaving LLM, like doing the course LLM and then switching to this startup, was very interesting. So Sarthak, let's just start off by knowing your journey of switching courses and then deciding what you want to do after that.
See, I should tell everybody that this is something very different. And what I have learned from my journey is that you cannot decide that what is your major thing, what you are going to do and in your life. Okay, so from the schooling time or any time, any days of the college days, when we think that we are going to do this, we don't know what's there. Actually, your show name is What's Brewing, right?
Yeah.
So it's kindly like that. We don't know what's going on and what's brewing in our life. Okay. So yeah. what is waiting for us? So exactly like that. First of all, I went into engineering and then I just left it in a year. And then I went for an animation course. Going to an animation course was like it was terrible, because till now also I could not draw a straight line. Okay. So I don't know why I went there, because all of my friends were going. So okay, I should also go because I will be getting time with my friends. I did that, and then what I thought within a span of 6 months, I said no. This is not a cup of my tea. What I can do is I can just get out of it. So finally, I thought what to do. Then I thought that, okay, fine. And my father guided me. And he said that, okay, you just do a graduation. So graduation in political science honors. I said, okay, fine. And I did it in a distance course. So it was good. Just completed first year and then got to know that there is something called search engine optimization, which was going on, and it is now has got very good scopes. That time was just coming. I'm speaking about the year 2013, sorry. So then I went into that, and there I did a job. I got a job and did a job for around 6 months. And I left the job and started a small food joint with my friends. But for me, I had not completed my graduation. And I was switching gears like anything. I completed my political science honors. I felt that no, I should do something. Now I got some interest into studies. I did my LB over there for 3 years. Then I came to Bangalore for masters. I've done my LLM. I'm gold medalist in it. So after that, then I thought, what I can do is, I thought, no, this is the thing. What I like law. Still now I like law. But I thought let's give a try to UPSC. Okay.
Okay.
So what we did, what like me and Noreen, the co-founder of my company, so we both started studying UPSC.
Oh, okay.
UPSC we studied for a year. And after that UPSC, I just got deducted by one mark in a single mark in the prelims. So I thought, okay, fine. So what you can do is we can just do something else. But in between, a thing happened. In between that, just 5 days before the UPSC prelims examination, something brewed into my mind. Okay. And that is called Mother on Mission. Mom. That is a thing.
Yeah. See, and that's probably the best thing that has happened right now. And And Sarthak, I just noticed something. In this entire process of you switching career, I feel you had your parents' support throughout. And that's amazing because switching courses is pretty not normal in India. We kind of have to stick to what we have to study and what we have to do a career in throughout. But it's amazing how your parents were with you throughout and you also took the courage to switch it.
Everybody must have seen a movie called Sanju.
Mm-hmm.
So in that, the character of Sunil Dutt, when I watch that film, when I watch that movie, I always see my dad in that place, because everybody, when the entire world has lost hopes on me, he was the man who always said me that you will do it. You are going to be the like everybody. They just said that no, this guy is hopeless actually, but he,
that's so harsh.
Behind me, he was always behind me telling me you can do it. You will be doing it. Something you are going to do something very different. So
that's lovely. So Noreen, Sarthak just mentioned that you tried for UPSC, and I know that you did engineering as well. So what's your story of getting into MOM?
See, my story is not that very happening as what Sarthak is, not with any kind of twist and turn. It was just a normal career. My parents never imposed that you have to do engineering. They always asked me in the beginning, what you want to do? But since I was not very much aware of it, what to do and what not to do, I chose, okay, fine, let me do a simple career, engineering. And then after so many years, I met Sarthak. Ab sangat ka asar to kuch to hona hi tha. So I thought of, let's take up something challenging and let's bring a twist in my career. So that is how I started, first of all, learning, going through UPSC courses, because I am someone who likes studying new things, so many new facts. So I enjoyed the process of UPSC. And I managed myself to get, good marks. And then one fine day, Sarthak came up with this plan called MOM, Mother on Mission.
Yeah.
And from then we started, we never planned anything that we have to do Mother on Mission, something like that.
Yeah. Just what's the theme of MOM? Like, how did you come up with the idea?
Since our childhood, we all have been discussing that our moms are special. They prepare this dish so good and this, that dish. Everyone, moms are special, right? So we keep on saying that mom, you start up with a cafe or a restaurant and it is going to work very well in the market. So that is how the concept of Mother on Mission came up. We want to give every moms there in the society economy. We want them to be independent in their career. So that is how it came up.
Yeah. That's lovely. Even my mom loves cooking. And everyone, like you said, tells her that why don't you open a cafe of your own and all that.
So it's
Exactly.
lovely
Every
how.
day on the
Yeah.
dinner table, it is a dream that everybody used to talk. That if this go in our Indian society, we used to
Yeah.
praise it, our food. Okay, this chapati, this curry, this chicken
Yeah.
curry and this chapati it is lovely, and it's going to be, if we are going to take it, it's going to be viral. And
Yeah.
it can easily go for 400 rupees.
Yeah.
And but that moment is that moment. After that, there is no moment. So that is
Exactly.
the thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was someone who was staying away from my family, so I used to miss mother food, my mom cooked food, my mom's special
Oh my God,
biryani.
I
So that
agree.
my mom makes biryani. It is the best biryani what I feel. So that is how I thought of,
Yeah.
let's bring this concept and let's give economy to the people. Let's develop
Yeah.
our country.
Yes,
Let's bring
yes.
equality in the
Everyone talked about it and you gave it, you put it into action, and that's so important.
So many mom
Yeah.
chefs who joined with us in the beginning, they just kept on asking how you're going to judge us. We said, we just said
Yeah.
simply, we are not going to judge you. If you prepare it
Yeah.
with love and care, it will come out properly. What we informed our mom chefs is that you have to prepare it in a hygienic manner, that's all, and everything will fall into place. So that is
Yeah.
how they are doing. They are ruling the market now.
That's great. And what I notice right now is the emotional attachment you have with your project, your job, your work. And even I have been told this, that don't attach yourself so much with your work. It's you're getting too emotionally attached. Keep away, maintain a distance. It's gonna hurt you. But I love doing journalism so much that I just can't stop. That's the reason when I did What's Brewing. There are times when probably I don't feel like doing, or maybe I'm just too attached with the concept, or maybe I just find something so interesting that I want to do an episode. I don't care about the views, but I want to do it because the content is amazing. And that's something we need to normalize about, you know, getting attached emotionally to work. And I can see you guys doing it.
Yes, Disha. Since we started in the beginning, so many people asked that why are you bringing this cause in this? I mean, why to bring this cause? You can do a normal food business and a food company or food application, which will rule the market. Why do you have to bring this kind of concept? My answer was simple, that I want to bring a change. And I've been saying this from the beginning of the session because I really want to bring a change to the society.
And they used to
Yeah.
tell us that why you're not deducting commissions from chefs. Because see, we are going to tell,
Oh.
we are not like we are not taking a single penny yet from mom chefs, and we are not going to take it further. Also, we have planned our own model. We are also earning, they are also earning. But we have a different vision. I've got emotions.
Yeah.
That is the thing.
Yeah, we are emotional people and we are emotionally connected with our moms. See, mom, mother on mission is not just a company, not just an application. It is my life. I cannot breathe without
Yeah.
life, right? Without
Yeah.
mom, I cannot survive without it. And that has become my ultimate goal. Unless until I achieve the target of bringing, making mom chefs independent, I won't sit quiet. That has become
Yeah.
my life completely.
Yeah, I mean, the moment you you know, get emotionally attached to anything that you're doing, job or
Yes.
exercising or you know, your hobby, that's when you do it better, you know. And I can see you guys doing that. The moment you know, because you have the emotional attachment to your work, I see you guys
See,
getting
you
better and better.
need not to be perfect to do a thing. What I can say to the people is that you need to do things passionately. When you do things passionately and with pure intentions and pure goal, things will come into
Yeah.
fall into place. You need not have to worry. Somebody, when I started this Mother on Mission, somebody joined our company and they asked me a question. He asked me a question. What made you, Noreen, start that company without anyone support? From the public, you're not from Bangalore, you're not from the state. How do you plan to start this thing up? And my answer was simple, that it is the purest thing. And if you plan up, if you think that you have to do this thing, it will fall into place. You need not to think and decide, no, I need to get somebody's support.
See, because whatever we
Yeah.
plan, it doesn't
Doesn't
happen.
work. Yeah.
My suggestion to the people who must be listening right now is that you need not to wait for anybody to come to you and tell you, okay, fine, Mr. X or Mr. Y or Miss X or Miss Y, that come on, let's start doing something like that. I will help you, I'll support you. Yeah, you of course need somebody's support, but you cannot wait for somebody to come and join you in the process and then you will start things up. You have to take your own step.
So that makes me wonder about something, that you both are not from entrepreneurship. And how did you know about the ABC of, you know, business and all that? Because probably a lot of us are interested in many things and always think of, you know, starting something of our own. So what would you tell someone about, you know, the basics of entrepreneurship that you learned from your journey when you started off?
So there is nothing called ABC of entrepreneurship. Okay. Somebody coming to our home for daily works. Okay. That is also entrepreneurship only, because he or she is doing for their own earning. Okay. So entrepreneurship is nothing that we have to plan about it. The things, whatever you are doing, you should do it of your own. That is the only basic thing.
As the word says, startup, you have to start up. As I mentioned before also, you have to step up. You have to think. You have to start.
Okay. So what are the three things anyone who's getting into a startup, who are starting their own startup or anything like that, need to keep in mind?
First of all, three things that what you can tell is, first, you have to think like you have to think differently. Okay. You have to think, you have to see the world in a very different manner. Because what I said now also, that everything, whatever we are doing, we can found a business out of it. So we have to see, first of all, we have to see the world into a different manner. First is the vision. Second is the idea, that when to select the idea. Third is the execution. So these three things, vision, idea, and execution, brings it properly. And execution in the third part, I just want to mention one thing. Execution doesn't mean that it will go every time correct. Okay. Like in our case, we have felt like we have got a lot of things on an for a year we just went flop. And our app got crashed, everything.
There happened so many instances when we thought like, okay, fine, our startup is going to stop. And we were seeing things falling in front of our eyes. And we were saying, okay, fine, we'll have to stop it. But then we never stopped. So that is what it is. There will be so many circumstances, but you need not to stop. You have to keep your hope alive and work on your things. Execution should be done every day.
See, Disha, to be very frank, if tomorrow you will see that mom app got crashed, it got like users went somewhere else, mom chefs went somewhere else, and mom app is not existing. But you will definitely find within a month or two months or 3 months or down the line, you will be finding Mother on Mission on the Play Store and the App Store, and we will be the co-founder. Okay. So that's the thing.
See, everything for doing that, A, there should be plan B. But it's not like when you do plan B in order to support A, you should stop A completely. Your intention should be, okay, fine, there's something problem right now, I'll do plan B. So I'll come back and do again plan A. So your intentions, your goal should be in that way.
So it's a process of, you know, trial and error, and then again you try, and then you see something wrong, then you just get back on it.
Exactly. That should be the spirit, because vision and idea may come to you. Execution is a longer run process. That cannot stop. It is a thing. It will be going on, and every day, every minute, you have to execute your idea. So that is the thing what we can tell. And execution might go wrong, but it should like you should have the spirit that execution goes wrong, but we have to again come up with this. We may fall, but we have to again stand. That is the only thing.
That's lovely, actually. We all need to keep in mind, you know, falling is important, because when you stand up later, you stand up better.
And we saw our team falling, and everyone left us. and we two were the only one left in the company to work on. We didn't even have a proper application, and it came a lockdown, the time when everyone was depressed, was sad, and we were at the home, and we were confused where to go and start up, because we didn't even know the idea about where to go and develop our application. So so many instances will come. You need not stop. So that is how we picked up from there. We decided to do things. And today, thankfully, by God's grace,
and within months of this lockdown,
we again came back.
That's amazing, Naren and Sathak. It was lovely talking to you and knowing about, you know, your startup journey, where there were many failures, but more success than that. And I hope this inspires anyone who's listening to this to, you know, not be scared of falling down, because after that, when you get up better, like we said.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you, Disha.
Thank you so much. It was lovely talking to you.
Same. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Keep growing. All the best.
All the best.
Thank you.